How many know we have a name that's above every name? And that name is the name of Jesus. Will somebody shout out, Jesus!
Jesus!
You know, just to do it, just while we're just getting started in this message and just getting things going, I want you to shout Jesus' name over something in your life. I want you to shout Jesus over your job, Jesus over your family, whatever it may be. I want you to say Jesus over whatever. Just shout it out real quick. See, y'all got all scared. Some of y'all don't want nobody to know what y'all are believing about. You're like, I can't let them know. I can't let them know. But they can't hear nothing. It's all of us yelling at the same time. Jesus over my addiction. Jesus over my situation. Jesus over my money. Jesus, I want you to shout it out one more time. You ready? I mean, get serious about it. Get real serious about it. How many know that his name is above every name?
Amen.
That every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Now, I want you to shout it out over what you're dealing with, whatever's come across your, over your, whatever. Are you ready? Go.
Jesus.
That's it. See, I didn't understand a thing y'all said, but God heard it all. Amen. Acts 10:38. How Jesus went about doing good, healing all those who were sick and oppressed of the devil. I want to read it again. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. Shout out all. He said healing all those that were oppressed by the devil. I want to stop here long enough to tell you something, that our problem is not God. Y'all know that. I preached that enough. But we need to make sure that our perspective is right on everything. How many of you understand that when things come upon us, we got to have the right perspective? And I hear preachers preaching stuff, and I just wish I could tell them to shut up, and I can't. And I wouldn't tell you who they are, because I would never diminish another man of God, but I don't believe like they do. Amen. I want you to know something. Depression is a spirit. Look at somebody. Tell them, depression is a spirit. It's not a sign from God. It's not God giving you information about your future. Depression comes from the oppression of the devil. If depression is an indicator light for your next season in life, that means that if you're not depressed, you ain't going nowhere. Come on, I'm just telling you the truth. If it's the indicator light, then you're really not going anywhere. Because if you're not depressed, then something wrong with you. I mean, not only that, but if Jesus is any indication, how many think Jesus was ever depressed? If it can't be in Jesus. Come on, somebody. God doesn't use depression to indicate something to you. The Bible says that he went about doing good, healing all those that were sick and that were oppressed by the devil. You know, doctrine matters. And we can just hype y'all up, preach stuff, have y'all climbing all over the chairs, flipping down the hallway over something that makes you feel good about yourself, when we could tell you the truth about what could change your life and help you grow. I'd just rather help you grow. I'd just rather tell you the truth about what the Word of God said. Listen, we're fighting the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we never need to give creed or credibility to anything bad. If it ain't good, it ain't God. If you stumble into depression, it's usually because of some unrealistic expectation that you have that was not met, or because you weren't able or didn't know and didn't have knowledge. My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. We don't live in the Old Testament. We live in the New Testament. We have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. He will lead us and guide us into all truth. He leads us beside still waters. He restores our soul. He didn't give us a spirit of depression. The Bible says he gave us a power, love, and a sound mind. If your mind ain't sound, it isn't because God's getting you somewhere or moving you to a new place or a higher dimension in life, or you're about to change seasons. Ain't nobody shouting, but it's true anyhow. If you start believing that kind of stuff, you'll be waiting on the next season of depression. waiting on the next, this, that, or the other. And you just think you're right in the will of God. And that's just a way for the devil to keep you defeated, tied up, bundled up, bound up, yes, locked up, chained up, strapped up. You'll be stuck. You got to realize God gave you power over all the works of the devil. Yes. He gave you authority over everything the enemy could ever attack you with. Yes. You're supposed to stand up and resist the devil.
Yes.
He said, cast down every vain imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. When depression comes and strikes your life, cast it down. Amen.
Yes.
He said, take no thought for tomorrow will take thought for itself. Just worry about today. If we just get up, get going. The Bible said David had to stir himself up. Sometimes you got to kick yourself in the behind. Stir yourself up. Yes. Don't be thinking you're where you are because God got you there. Get up and get going. Get up and get doing something. Get up and get moving for God. Get up and stir yourself up. Tell the devil, I'm not going to lay down. I can't be defeated, and I will not quit. I'm not going to stop no matter what you do. I don't stop because of the winds or the storms that come. Somebody ought to shout. I wish there was more shouting in this house.
Amen. That's good.
This is the victory that overcomes the world. My faith. You're supposed to have faith against all the wiles of the devil. He healed all those that were sick and oppressed of the devil. I started this on Wednesday night. Get this tonight, or get this today. Go with me over to Mark chapter 5, 24 through 34. We're told of a story. And when Jesus went with him, this is Mark 5, 24 through 34. And Jesus went with him, and many people followed him and thronged him. That means they were pressing in on him, touching him, bantering him. They were rubbing him. He was pushing through a crowd. It wasn't like the day where they had, you know, security and there was the Secret Service surrounding him. He had to beat people off. Amen. And so it goes on, a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, oh, thank God for that name. How many know that name's above every name? Look at somebody, say it again, that name. Is above every name. Hallelujah. I want to stir you to something today. I want to revive your spirit today. I want to edify you today. I want to build you up today. I want to let you know that tomorrow is going to be better than yesterday. Hallelujah. That today is going to be better than yesterday. Tonight you're going to see an uptick in your life. I confess over you in the name of Jesus that every demon that's come against your life, every spirit that's come against you, everything that stood against you, I break its power in the name of Jesus. This day thou shalt be made whole. This day thou shalt be free. This day that thing shall be broken. This thing, that thing comes off in the name of the Lord. Every tumor is broken. Every blind eye is open. I speak it over you in the name of Jesus. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. I break off unfruitfulness off of your life. I speak prosperity into your life. Every unfruitful thing shall be broken. Every star. Oh! Somebody ought to shout. Somebody ought to shout. Just get up and give him a praise. Come on, just get up and give him a praise. Every stranded dream shall be released. Every withheld. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Glory to God. Oh, I'm telling you, he's in the room. I feel him in the room. I thank God I can feel him. I thank God I can feel him. I feel him in the room. Jesus is in the room. The healer's in the house. Woo! Oh, the blesser's in the house. Glory to God. My Redeemer's in the house. Victory, victory. Somebody ought to shout out, victory is mine. 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 Shout that out today. Oh, come on, somebody shout. I just can't get past it. Glory. Glory to God. When Jesus walks in a room, the room changes. When he comes in, the atmosphere changes. Glory to God. Right there where you are today, as the word is preached, I tell you, you can break off chains. You can loose. Right there where you are today, your ministry can be set free in you right there where you are. When Jesus comes, his anointing comes. When the anointing comes, it breaks every yoke. Breaks every yoke. Breaks every yoke. I speak to every mind that's challenged in this room today. The Bible said he didn't give you a spirit of fear, but he gave you a spirit of power and of love. I speak power into your mind. I speak power into your mind. Suicidal thoughts are broken in Jesus' name. Discouragement is broken in Jesus' name. I speak blessings over you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody's going through a verdict. They need a verdict in their life. I speak to you that God's going to render a verdict in your favor in Jesus' name. I tell you, God's going to render a verdict in your favor. God is going to render a verdict in your favor. God is going to render a verdict. I wish somebody would shout hallelujah. Glory. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Go ahead and shout. Glory to God. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. 3 years ago, it's been about 3 years, I went outside this building. Sit down, sit down. I went outside this building. You don't mind me telling the story, do you? His wife yelled out, somebody come. They ran in here and come and grabbed me and said, come out here and pray for him. And all of his life, since he was a little boy, something happened to him. It was an accident or something. And he had seizures his entire life. 3 years ago on the front steps of this church, I went out there and he was in the midst of a grand mal seizure, a mess. He was out there and it had been his life. That's his experience. I laid hands on him and I called out on that name. That name. Not Steve McCartney that did anything, but that name. I laid my hands on him like the Bible says in that name. And when I laid my hands on him, he hadn't had a seizure since that day. That name. It's that name. It's that name. It's that name. It's that name. The name that's above every name. Every job's got to bow at that name. Every career's got to bow at that name. Every job has got to bow at that name. Yeah! He said, he's yelling like his veins is popping out on his neck. Oh, you don't know like I know what he has done for me. You don't know like I know. Oh. Praise God. This woman, you may not realize it, but this poor lady is in a mess. She can't feed herself. She spent all that she had. According to Leviticus, she wasn't allowed to be around the people. She was defiled. This bloody flux that she was dealing with, this condition, was a defilement condition. She was defiled. Unworthy. I mean, we think of her just walking into the crowds. She's trying to get up to Jesus. She's going to touch him. But if they had known the condition, how many think Jesus already knew the condition? If they had known the condition, she never would have made it to Jesus. Jesus didn't turn and find her. I've always thought about that, because if he knew her condition, he didn't find her, because he understood that faith has to find him. So she comes to Jesus defiled. Now, according to Levitical law, if someone defiled touched someone else, they became defiled. When she reached out and touched him, and the Bible says that she said, if I could just touch him, I'll be whole. I'll be whole. She said, if I could just touch his clothes, I'll be made whole. And straightway, the fountain of her youth, or fountain of her body, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that moment. I'll tell you what, if you realize what happened in this room just a few minutes ago, some of you, if you understood what you felt, if you could just understand, some of y'all, like, you don't know how to touch enough that you feel anything. But you got to touch God till you feel something. Somebody understand what I'm talking about? When you just go through the religious exercise, it isn't going to be enough. There's a difference in the touch of this woman. She pressed through some things that made a difference in her touch. She touched in a way that only faith could touch. When we come to church and it's just what we do as a duty, sometimes we don't feel what the person next to us feels, because we didn't know they didn't have no gas when they got in the car this morning. We didn't know they were hoping somebody would give them $5 just to get home, or they were going to have to walk. We didn't know what it was like when they were going down the road and the car was sputtering along the way. I got to get there anyway. I got to get there. There's a faith in that kind of touch. There's something going to happen in that kind of touch. It takes something to get there. I don't know why they all shouting, because they came through something. Maybe you ought to understand what you came. She knew that anything she touched would be defiled. I may not seem like much to any of you, but she pressed through all of that to get to Jesus. When she touched Jesus, according to the law, he was supposed to be defiled. You have to understand that when her bloody flux dried up, and the Bible said it happened immediately, for she felt in her body that she'd been made whole. I mean, the moment of the touch of faith. Many people get healed, but they don't see the results of it because they don't allow the faith to actually change them. He said, thy faith made thee whole. But it's important for you to understand that when he was touched, what was in him defiled what was in her. I don't think people realize that. I don't think you realize. See, because if there wasn't enough power in him, if that wasn't really in him, if he couldn't change, she had to be changed that moment, that hour, that second. Because if she had not been, then what was in him wasn't powerful enough to defeat what was in her. But what was in him was larger than what was in her, because every name. That's what's inside of you today. Don't you understand that what's inside of you, that Jesus, if it's touching you and you're touching it, if you abide in me and my word abide. Oh, I don't know if anybody knows what I'm talking about. Then something that's caused defilement in your body doesn't have to remain, because what's in you has defiled what's in. You got power. This ain't exactly where I was going today, but it's really good. I want you to hear something, because we have got just a few more minutes, but listen to this. Just listen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just shout it out. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. He's the name above all names.
Yes. Yes.
In the name of Jesus, all you will ever need is in him.
Yes. Yes.
Jeremiah 8:22 says, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Jeremiah 30:17 went on to say this, for I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord, because thou hast called, were called an outcast. Don't you understand? This lady was called an outcast, and Jesus said, I will heal thee.
Yes, yes.
She was everything Jeremiah told us about. Where is the balm of Gilead? Jesus living on the inside of you. I declare you free today. I declare you healed today. I declare cancerous growths falling off and out of your body. I declare your mind released. I declare clear thinking. I speak over you now that everything that has contaminated your thinking, every need for clarity shall come to you in the name of Jesus. And where you had thoughts that were confusing, straight thoughts shall come, and you shall see and hear and know what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, and how it's supposed to be done. I speak it over you in the name of the Lord. We have a right for dominion in the name of Jesus. God's called us to live a life of dominion in His name. That means I'm to dominate my life. You and I have a life of domination. We dominate our circumstances. We dominate our challenges. We dominate. See, all we need is a spirit of wisdom and revelation. You don't have to walk blindly into the next season of your life. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Some act like it's that they don't know. In the Old Testament, you might not have known. But in the New Testament, God will reveal it to you and show you the upcoming glory, show you your upcoming mission, show you the future of your life. Oh, you're beautifully and wonderfully made, created by the Creator. We're not walking in mysteries and unknown things. He said, I'll reveal all things. I'll give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. You don't have to walk in depression. You can walk in revelation. I'm telling you, if you just turn your feeler on for just a minute, just turn your feeler on for just a minute. God's speaking in the room. God's speaking in the room. You don't have to make those left-hand turns and those right-hand turns and walk out of the will of God and walk in the wrong direction and to do the wrong things. You can just walk in God's plan. You can just walk in His will, walk in His divine. I have a right in Jesus' name to dominate my world, to dominate cancer, to dominate disease. That's why you come to church to hear faith. Faith comes in you. And when faith comes, you're going to rise up. When you walk out of this room and get in your car and you get ready to go down the road, you're going to start speaking to that checkbook and stop letting the checkbook speak to you. I'm just telling you, that's a word from heaven. You need to stop letting the checkbook talk to you and start talking to the checkbook. A right to dominate. Anything that has a name, anything that has a name has to bow to His name. Debt has to bow.
Amen. Amen.
AIDS has to bow. Cancer has to bow. Weakness has to bow. Confusion. Anything that has a name. Philippians 2:9 says, wherefore God hath highly exalted Him and given Him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I'm about to fly out this building. I'm just telling you right now. I can't speak for the rest of y'all, but I'm telling you, if it's got a name, it's got a bow. If it's got a name. Educational fulfillment, got a bow. Insecurity, it's got to bow. Fear, it's got to bow. House payment. Car payment. I want you to do it again. You heard me preach a little bit. You already heard me preach a little bit. I want you to say Jesus' name over whatever it is. I want you to do it. Are you ready? I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. And this time, I don't want you to be wimpy about it. I want you to be strong about it. I don't care what it is. Don't worry about who's sitting next to you and who might hear it. It's about Jesus hearing it. It's about Jesus. You say, well, I can just say it under my voice. The Bible says that they were in the prison, and about midnight they were stuck. The Bible says they began to sing and praise God, for the jailers and the prisoners heard them. It was with a loud voice, a shockingly. I've never done that, Pastor Steve. Try it today. Try it today. Mental illness, it's got to bow. Frustration, it's got to bow. Discouragement, it's got to bow. That at that name, the name of Jesus, every knee. Rebellion, disobedience. Ignorance, bad friends, bad relationships, incompatibleness, intimidation, inferiority. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things. All things are possible to him that believes. And to him that believes, nothing is. God is all over me. I'm not stumbling through life hoping it's going to work out. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Glory to God. Of whom shall I be afraid? Of things in heaven, of things in the earth, of things under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus. Cancer has to confess Jesus is Lord. Lungs have to confess Jesus is Lord. Bones have to confess Jesus is Lord. Tumors must confess. Power over demonic spirits. Everything under the earth. Every other name's going to bow under the dominion and virtue that's contained within the name of Jesus. The name is a threat to every other name. The hand that rescued Peter, that reached down in the water and rescued Peter, is the same hand that will reach into your condition. Jesus over my. Swell it. Jesus. Jesus over my heartburn. Jesus over my weight. Jesus over my blood pressure. Jesus over my colon. Jesus over my appendix. Jesus over my shortness of breath. Jesus over my carpal tunnel. Jesus over my eyesight. Jesus over my hearing. Luke 13. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. She was bowed together and could no wise lift herself up. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said to her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." And laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Verse 16 goes on to say, "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, should she not be loosed from her bond on the Sabbath day?" The name of Jesus is enough is enough. Oh, you're getting it now. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Jesus renders a new verdict. Enough is enough. Enough with my husband. Enough with my wife. Enough's enough. You ought to be loosed from your infirmity on this Sabbath day.